Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All season long on the team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. Especially if you're up on like a Sunday morning driving around, you've got to tune in to Countdown to Kickoff. Earl Forsey has been hosting it for a few years now. He will host it again this year, and Earl joins me right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You know I'm a big fan of you and the work that you do on that show, and I can't tell you how many times Sunday morning on game day that I'm driving around listening to you do the show. You are, you know, you're a fan of the team, but you also are a true historian of the team as well, and kind of have loved it the same way I have over the years. So I'll start off by asking you, are you pumped up for this season like I am compared to, like, when's the last time you were this into an upcoming season? Maybe you're not, but what's your thought on you know, 2024 and the changes?
Well, there's a lot there, Kevin. Thanks for having me on the show. What an intro. I may need to take a break after that.
Oh, stop it. You know, and I've told you this before. I think you do a phenomenal job on that show.
Look, Kevin, really I grew up, and I am, you know, I cut my teeth in network sports, you know, around here. Mutual Radio is based around here, Westwood One. So, you know, I've done kind of everything, but locally, I mean, football is my jam, you know. I mean, I grew up watching this team, and from the, you know, my recollections really personally go back to Super Bowl VII and around there, maybe the year before that. So, you know, kind of the ground floor of the, you know, eventual greatness, you know, of the 80s. So, you know, I listened to Johnny Holiday do the old pregame. You know, my dad used to love WMAL, so we used to listen to that all the time. He was working a lot. So it's flattering. Thank you. I get people reaching out, and it is kind of humbling that I've been doing it a while, and I appreciate it because it is a passion, this team. Am I excited? Are you crazy, Kevin? I'm always excited for football. But my goodness, finally, I've likened this to the movies, like the alien invasion movies or the zombie movies or something. And then when everything's done, you kind of open the door, the sun's out, everything's destroyed around you, but it's like, okay, it's a new beginning. You know, we're still here. It's a beautiful day.
The Last of Us. Did you watch that? This is like, The Last of Us.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. It's exciting to say the least. This is, you know, from a football standpoint, it ain't tough. I mean, even though the last guy here couldn't figure it out, that it should have been at least a little bit to figure it out. It's you have to have, and I'll go back to one of Ron's early answers, what's the difference? A quarterback, right? And they finally probably do have one. We don't know for sure until we see the game start, right, on Sunday. But you can't – he comes in with – and this is a unique thing because he's a COVID-era quarterback, right? And this is why he became a Heisman Trophy winner at LSU. He was around college football for six seasons. You know, all the there's a tight end at Miami in his ninth year college
ninth
football.
Year.
It's crazy.
Yeah, saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So this is a new era for that stuff, and it benefited him because – he ends up at LSU and with Brian Kelly and his fake Southern accent. But it was good for him because, and I heard Kelly talk about this during the draft process. I was listening to, you know, different people being interviewed about Jaden Daniels. We get all that. He was talking about that time off that they had during COVID that they couldn't do anything. They kind of went back to the in the laboratory a little bit with Jaden Daniels. What can we do to make him better? And it was, you know, this was then the impetus and the genesis of the quarterback he is now, which is this dual threat guy, and, you know, running the football more. His numbers for two seasons, 6,700 yards, 57 touchdowns, seven INTs. That's passing the football. We know he had 10 rushing touchdowns with 40 passing touchdowns last year. And I know it's college numbers. Okay, but that's, you know, that's 4A football, really, when you're playing in the SEC, right? I mean, it's as close as you can get.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, he's going to face a lot of those guys that he's been facing the last few years. This is not doing it at North Dakota State or anywhere else. And it's part of, and the big reason why there should be so much excitement on top of everything else, the new owner and that didn't work well. He didn't have much of a chance to do much last year, but the new GM, the new coach, but you only get a first chance for this, right? So you don't have to be a playoff team this year. They're probably not. These projections, these models that are coming out, Kevin, all have them still one of the worst teams in the NFL potentially. And I saw the FBI, the
what do you think? I'm optimistic for the first time in like 7 years.
I don't think they're
that bad.
I actually
think they've got a chance to be a surprise team. What do you think?
Well, I think that they're probably not going to be a playoff team. I don't think they're going to be a contender for it, but I think they can be pretty decent. Here's my theory on it. I think they were as bad as they could possibly get with a lame duck coach, no enthusiasm, bad roster, et cetera, et cetera. I think that four wins is the floor. And if you take it as the floor, here's a formula to get, you know, around maybe eight wins, maybe nine, maybe you can get there. But how about not get swept in the NFC East? How about not go 0 for the NFC East? Let's start there. How about not get swept by the Giants? Even if you split with that pathetic team with no quarterback up in New York, that's one extra win. They should sweep them. I know that's been a thorn in their side. And you can go to the Giants back to Gibbs when he changed the offensive line and tried to beef up. The Giants have always been a problem. It's one of those things that just, that's the way it is. But how about win one of those games or maybe sweep them? That's one or two extra wins. I think the coaching staff in general, certainly with just someone that, you know, has a pulse on the sideline, who is a very, very, very good defensive coach and has proved that recently in Dallas, I think that's worth one or maybe two wins. I think having a quarterback who can make some plays and maybe the best quarterback they've had here since the Super Bowl wins, that's worth one or two. So let's add those up. I mean, one, and it's either 3 to 6. I know I'm giving a little wiggle room, but now you see what I'm saying. You can get the, you can just say with a little tweak here and there, better quarterback, better coach, beat the Giants once. That gets you to 7, maybe 6 or 7, and you steal one of those, one or two more, that gets you to maybe 8 or 9. I'm not saying they get there, but I think that would be kind of the ceiling. And I think, in general, Kevin, even though, look, we talk about the history of this team, and so many fans now are not of my generation. They are the new generation of
right.
This team always stinks, and the coach is always bad, the owner sucks, and the stadium's awful. I'm not. You know, I don't go back to that. I go back to let's have expectations to be a playoff team. You know, like they do, you know, up I-95 every single year. That's what the model should be. I'm not sure they're there yet, but this really is a team. If you have a quarterback and he's the guy, and it's like, yeah, that's the guy we build around. If he proves that, and everything he's done so far, you know, pre-playing games in the regular season has proven to people, I think, that, boy, we made the right choice and then some. That's even if you only win four or five games again, that's a huge step in the right direction. But I think, you know, winning's still important, Kevin. It's professional sports. You're judged by one thing. What did you win? How many games did you win? And they've only won three playoff games in 3 decades. That's not good enough for me. My point is, the drought for me is not,
in,
you know,
18 seasons. I agree with that. There are very few teams in the NFL where you go into a season and somebody, you know, of note in the organization is like, it's fine if we only win 5 or 6, because the league just isn't designed for that. Everybody pretty much has a chance every year to get lucky health-wise, bounce of the ball-wise, etc., and end up with 9 or 10 and be a surprise team in the postseason. I agree with you that the most important thing is to get to 17 games and say they got it right at quarterback. That's, to me, the most important takeaway.
Kevin, I think it would be stunning. It would be stunning if, even though he hasn't played a single snap, wouldn't you say it would be stunning if that's not the outcome coming into the year? Don't you almost...
Yeah, I don't know about stunning, because we've all, you know, seen how many quarterbacks were... the way I feel about Jaden Daniels. Right. I'm a massive fan. I'm a believer in him. I have been before they drafted him. So that's fine, and it's all well and good. But there's also the recognition of every quarterback that gets taken in the top half of the first round, fan bases think that about that quarterback, and 3 out of 4 end up not being with that team 4 years later or 5 years later. So it's
2021.
You know, it's a low
hit rate. 5 first rounders, only one still with his team.
Yeah. It's a low hit
Trevor
rate,
Lawrence.
But yes, I believe that we'll get to the end of 17 games and it will be apparent that they made the right choice. And by the way, by extension, I would say that if we feel that way, they ended up with more than 5 wins, because you can't have good quarterback play and win 5 or less. If you look at teams that have won 5 or less games over the last 5 years, all of them had either an injured star quarterback, starting quarterback, or they just had horrendous quarterback play. So that's one of the reasons I'm optimistic, because I think he'll
And I saw the FPI that ESPN had him at 5 wins. So a number 2 pick again, second worst team. I don't know if it's that bad.
Yeah. They had Houston at 4.
I would expect it wouldn't be. But I think, you know, and look, it's fans. I get it. The enthusiasm there. Oh, we got a quarterback now. All these guys on the roster, and they change it. It's a 10-win season. I'm not going there, because I think that's lofty. I would love it at the end of the year. If we're doing a playoff countdown to kickoff, you know, in January and February, I'm all for it. I think that's the pipe dream. That would be great if it ends up that way. But I think, and I'm not a temper expectations guy. I just went through it. I expect teams to win and go to the playoffs. I grew up with the Bullets winning championships, you know, and so this whole 3 decades of failure
has really taken aback by it. Lived through a time where you had winning teams and it was super important.
When they didn't have a good team, they would make the playoffs and kind of have a chance, you know. I mean, and there was a couple of years there where the Gibbs teams weren't that great, but somehow they found a way to win a few games middle, late in the season and get there. You know, that was our failure back then. This is totally different. Here's the other thing about Jaden Daniels, too. This whole the LSU thing and the connection. I was listening to Jack Marucci is their director of performance, because all these schools, they have like GMs. I mean, it's professional football at places like that. So this whole thing with the... It was made a big deal. The AI technology he was using, they put the glasses on. Stuff, it's like the video games that my kids have. And it's fantastic. But this stuff, these people developed it. They apparently do have it in Ashburn. I guess they were one of the few teams here that brought it in. So what that does, and Marucci, if that sounds familiar, if you got kids or you grew up playing baseball, Marucci bats, right? That's him.
Yeah.
His kid was a baseball player. I guess he was a smaller kid. They couldn't find the right bat. So he went in his shed and made a bat for him. And people started liking it. So he started making bats and made millions of dollars off of it. You know,
we had the guy. Didn't we, Denton? We had the guy on the show, Jack Marucci.
Yeah.
We had him on the show a couple months ago. Yeah.
Director of performance there.
Yep.
What they did, though, with this thing, and he broke it down with that whole AI thing. He said, he said people call it AI, but it's more of a I forget the term he used, but it's not just AI. It lets him basically, and I know it's new age stuff and people like kind of laugh at it or brush it off, but I don't think you can. It allows him to go through reps and play a game because teams always talk about taking mental reps, right? You know, when you're on the sideline, take those mental reps. Well, this is kind of how you do it, but you kind of sort of play the game because he can see the defenses and see the way they react and the way they have this stuff set up in stadiums. They obviously like video games now. Yeah. They control the weather. They control the uniforms. They know if it's a night game, a day game, late afternoon game when the sun's shining in and what side of the end zone. If you're in the bad side, that sun's coming in. So you get to experience all this stuff leading up to the week. You know, and he's talked about that. And Marucci said it gave him about 250 extra, basically, game reps per week.
That's right.
That's what you're talking about, without getting touch, without the fear of injury, all this stuff now. And it's realistic. It's not real football. I understand that. But he can see, you know, things in the stadium that, and you know how good this stuff is now.
Yeah.
It's as real as you can get.
You know,
that if he's backed
line,
up at his own 10.
All this is great until you get punched in the face.
So I understand, but it's where the game clocks are. So, you know, it's a guy, and he's got, he obviously is a study guy. All the stuff we've heard about from him, that he's there early. So that's part of this process that over 2 years, I mean, he wasn't even talked about a couple of years ago, right? As a guy who was going to be a potential top pick, and then 2 years later, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. I think they could do a lot worse. I think, you know, we'll see how things work out for Caleb Williams. And that was still, I think if you look at a lot of, you know, the measurables and everything, that's still obviously the number one guy. But, you know, number two a year ago worked out pretty well in Houston. And we'll see if that's the case because for him, right place, right time, right thing, right coaching staff. And we'll see. Another concern I have, though, Kevin, I didn't say about many concerns, but starting the year with a rookie quarterback and a rookie left tackle, I think that's really interesting. I know we trust in Adam Peters. I guess you're in the same boat. I kind of think you have to just go with this group for a while and trust them because they certainly know a lot more than groups have in years past. And his drafts, it looks like it's a pretty good draft. What do they have, 10 rookies make the team? I think four starters. And Sandra still is one in the secondary. He's stepped foot in Ashburn as the best corner they have on the team. But, you know, going with, and this is a third round pick, not a first rounder. There were 12 tackles taken in the draft before Brandon Coleman. And I'm not saying anything. I don't know much about the kid. I think he's big. He's one of those athletic freak guys. I get it. But starting the year with a rookie tackle who didn't play really in the preseason because of the shoulder, I think that's, that is interesting because I know they just re-signed Cosme. I know they think they have made that offensive line better. He's not stepping into the old Cowboys offensive line with five All-Pros up front. That, I think part of this is Daniels can move, and he can create his own space and time with some of the stuff he does. But that's – I'm not going to question Adam Peters. It's not my job. Certainly he's done – I think a great job in year one, kind of hit the ground running. But I think that is a move that I'll be watching to see, does this really work? And if they found a franchise left tackle in the third round, then let's start. Where's the Super Bowl next year? Well, you know, make the reservations. Really, if as a GM, if he found the guy that's going to lock down to finally replace Trent Williams over there in the third round, at the 13th tackle taken, then this is a rocket ship.
We'll take that. Listen, we found some left tackles after the draft in the past, as you know. So who knows? Earl, thanks so much. Wish you the best of luck again with another season of Countdown to Kickoff. Yeah. What time is it still 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. even with a 425
kick? It's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. now. We were mainly 8 a.m. for a few years. It's now 9 to 11. It doesn't really matter, the kickoff, because Denton and Linnell and then Doc, they all do the Burgundy and Gold game day throughout the day. So my portion of it's always early in the morning. I'll wake you up. I'll basically take you and grab your ass out of bed and wake you up. That's how I'm kind of that way. We hit the ground running tightly, and it's two quick hours and we're done. So 9 a.m. Kevin.
Earl, Earl, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Best of luck.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Earl Forcey, everybody. At Earl Forcey, F-O-R-C-E-Y on X.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
On Twitter. When we come back, Denton and I will complete our NFC predictions and we'll give you a Super Bowl winner. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.